When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
2 o'clock, 2:02 to be exact, on a Christmas Eve. You're listening to the Valenti Show with Rico. Mike's off. I'm in. I got Jeff on the ones and twos. Bobby will be answering the phone, so please be nice. Wish him a Merry Christmas when you call in. We're going to have some fun today, folks. We got some Christmas stuff we're going to do. We got a Christmas blitz we're going to do a little bit later. Also going to talk some sports as well because, well, you know what? Don't know if you've been paying attention, but the Pistons? Look, I'm not saying they're world beaters, but Pistons are pretty good. I'm going to get into that a little bit later on. But I do want to start off with this. It's Christmas Eve, and you guys are out. And you're planning for Christmas, which is tomorrow. I guess I would like to know out there for you people. Are you a Christmas Eve shopper? David, all I imagine is David gearing up like an 80s movie where he is just going through the montage of getting ready to hop into the minivan, to go to the mall, to park, to walk, to have all the different bags in his hands, to go from kiosk to kiosk. That's David. David doesn't start shopping till probably this morning. He loves the energy. He loves the adrenaline. He loves the thrill of the game. Me, man, as I told Gator, Christmas, last time I checked, it's the 25th of December. Next year, it's the 25th of December. I buy gifts throughout the year. If I see something that I like for somebody, I'll just buy it, stash it away, and then it's done. And by the time this week rolls around, I am doing nothing. Are you a last-minute Christmas shopper? Or are you like me and you just go ahead and you buy the gifts throughout the year? 248-539-9797. I'm just curious. I'm curious if anybody's out listening to this show right now as you're shopping or as you're driving out to the mall or whatever. Or are you just an online person? Will you buy all your gifts online and you a mall? What the heck is a mall? Like, I'm looking at Jeff and Bobby, and you two are young. Do you even go to the mall? Do you know what a mall is?
Absolutely not. Just use Amazon, man.
Have you ever shopped at a mall? You ever shopped at a mall?
Yeah, I've gone to like Great Lakes Crossing for sure. All the other malls are like dead, though. There, like, there's nothing there. You know what? All the stores are gone.
Yeah, fair enough. Northland is turning into an apartment complex. So, but I'm just curious if you two ever shopped at a mall before, or is this all Amazon with your generation?
Man, I know what a mall is. But also, you've got the right tactic shopping year long, because when you ask people what they want for Christmas, if you pull up a list, no one knows what they want on the spot. But they're going to give you hints throughout the year.
They give you hints throughout the year. And here's the other thing. I get it done. I don't care. I'll buy it on Amazon. And I guess you're kind of screwed right now if you're trying to buy anything on Amazon because they got that strike going on. But yeah, if you're a last minute shopper, Amazon is out the question because you're not going to get it for tomorrow. You're just going to hand them a sheet of paper with a picture of the gift saying, here's yours, daddy. You should have planned earlier. But here's the other thing. The other element. Some people like to shop at the store. David's probably listening to the show right now at the store. Some people just strictly Amazon. Like Mike, I don't think it's a shocker. Mike hates people. So Mike's not going to the mall. Mike does everything online. For me, I'm a little different. If I see something that I know, that's you. That's going to be you. Exactly. I'll buy it. If I'm on vacation, I'll pick it up. If I'm wherever, if I'm in the store, I'll grab it. If I don't know what your taste is, or I know your taste, but you like, you know, to go to one particular store, man, I'll get you a gift card in a heartbeat and I won't think bad about it. And I know a lot of people are like, you can't do gift cards. Gift cards are so impersonal. Gift cards are so bad. No, they're not. Gift cards are great. Gift cards are the way to go. You know what? Gift cards to me is just like cash. You give out cash? Hell yeah, I give out cash. Are you kidding me? Here's the one thing about cash. For everybody who gets angry and says, no, it's not thoughtful. I have never in my life ever had anybody say the cash was too small, it didn't fit, it was the wrong color, nothing. It was last year's model. Never. They may complain, but you know what they never do? Give it back. Why? You can buy whatever you want. Like some people, man, you could go crazy trying to figure out, oh, you didn't pick up the hint that I gave you back on February 10th. No, I didn't. But didn't care. Here, you know what you like. Here's the money. Go buy it. Or here's a gift card. I know you like this store. I know you always shop here. I know you do this. So go and get whatever it is that you want because you know what you want. Get the gift card. That's me. I'm a big gift card and money guy if I don't see something that screams you. Now, if something just says, that's Jeff, you know what? I got to get that because I know you're going to like that. But other than that, here's a gift card. Get what you need, or here's some cash. Go get what you need because you know what you want. 248-539-9797. What kind of shopper are you today? It's Christmas Eve, big shopping day. Are you at the stores? Do you do everything online? Are you trying to pay the Amazon expedited fees? Or are you kind of like me? You're just a cash or a gift card person. 248-539-9797. What are you about to say, Jeff?
Oh, I was just going to say, a lot of my family just doesn't understand that I would prefer a gift card or cash over like, well, I got to get you something. It's like, you could just put cash in a card and that's a home run.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thanks.
And even a check. I mean, I'm like, well, you have to pick something out. And it's like, well, no, just, you know, just get me some cash.
It's like, thanks. I appreciate it. But I'd rather have this. I'd rather do that. Like there's no shame. It's funny because it's like a let you in behind. It's like Mike and I go back and forth. He's like, a gift card? It's so impersonal. I'm like, if I know what you like, if I know where you shop, or if I just don't know, like, because sometimes that person who has everything, they literally have everything. What do you give the person who has everything? I don't know what you want. I don't know what you don't have. I don't even know what you have back ordered. So how about this? Get it yourself. I'll pay for it. How is that any different from, I don't know, like if you go out to dinner, I'll pick up the tab. You enjoy the dinner, I'll pay for it. I know you like this restaurant, I'll pay for it. I don't see a big deal from it. I know a lot of people think that it's so cold and it's so impersonal. Man, gift cards, if you're struggling right now at the mall, listen to me. Go buy a gift card. Go buy a bunch of gift cards and go home. Leave them all. If you're stressed out at home because you're on Amazon and, oh, my God, it's not going to be here in time, go get a gift card. That's it. And if you can't get a gift card, money. Just hand them the cash. No one. I promise you, no one ever returns money. Ever. I have never had one person say, this is, you know what? You don't love me. What? Are you going to give me back the money? Well, no. Then apparently I do. So you keep the money. So money never gets returned. Gift cards, way to go. Unless you have. Now, if you're smart, as I stated before, you knocked this thing out a long time ago and you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You knocked this thing out and you're just sitting back with feet up. That's the one thing I've never. My mother was like David. She was the queen of. We would get up, and maybe this is why I hate doing it, man. We would have to get up so early in the morning on Christmas Eve. We would hop in the car, station wagon, and we would drive around from mall to mall. We would hit up Fairlane, and then we would go out to Southland Mall, and then we would go to the different stores, like the little strip malls, trying to find things. And every year, I said it once out loud and got a dirty look. So then I just started thinking, like, didn't you know Christmas was coming up on the 25th? Why are we waiting so long? I said it once, got the dirtiest of looks. I learned quickly. You know what? Certain things you just need to think and not say. Didn't want to get the, let's put it like that. This child abuse wasn't as big as it is now. So I kept my mouth shut. But it's like, why are we doing this every year? You're walking around. It was cold. You got on your hat. You got on your heavy coat. You got on everything. And you're just melting in the store because there's no way to take any of this stuff off. And you're like, I'm so hot. Ah! I don't want to do this. I don't want any other kid to go through what I did. I suffered so that your kids don't have to. Buy a damn gift card, give them some cash, or shop early. 248-539-9797. Get your phone calls, your ticket text next, 97.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Christmas is almost here. It's Christmas Eve. We got some sports. We're going to be talking a little football. We're going to actually talk a little basketball because the Pistons are kind of impressive. They went out and they swept the Lakers. But right now, just talking a little Christmas shopping. Are you a last-minute Christmas shopper? Are you a Christmas shopper that you only do things online? Or if you're like me, hey, I'm all about the gift card. I'm all about the cash. I had no problems with it. I will hand you a gift card or I'll hand you some cash at any moment and say Merry Christmas. And if you want to give me a dirty look, you can get the cash back. But other than that, that's me. That's the way to go, especially as you get older and people just have everything. And I don't know what you don't have. I don't know what you need. So if I know a store, there's a particular brand that you like, then yeah, I'll get you a gift card for that brand, for that store. But if I have no idea, oh, man, you know what? Here you go. Here's just a generic gift card or here's just some cash. Go out there. Have a good time. Buy whatever. It's on me. And whatever you buy, you think about me. And I think it's a win-win. 248-539-9797. That's where I'm at. Jeff, a couple ticket texts, and then we're going to get to the phones.
Yeah, so we'll start off here. Not unnamed ticket text. It would be from Josh. He says, the only store I go for last-minute gifts on Christmas Eve is the liquor store. Once again, that's from Josh. Another ticket text, I have a huge issue when it comes to shopping for my wife, especially throughout the year. Every time she says, I would love one of these, so whatever random product, and I'm like, okay, 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 there's an idea. It shows up on the porch 3 days later, and she says she doesn't want this. So it looks like he has a hard time shopping for his wife. Another ticket texter says, Amazon is for lazy people. Get up off your butt and go out shopping. Ordering stuff online just kind of takes away from the fun of Christmas shopping.
And you know, okay, because to some, like David, is that David?
It might be David.
That may be, because David swears, it's like a contest to him. David, you know, he's got a checklist. He's Santa. He walks in there with his list, and he's like, okay, I'm going to win. I'm going to do whatever. So, yes. And it's like, he's so dialed in and focused. Like, David, I don't care. Now, the Amazon thing, I don't think is lazy. Amazon is, I don't have time to do all of this. I don't have time to get to the store. I don't have time to stand in line. I don't have time. Because here's the other thing. A lot of times, Amazon has the size that you need. The stores don't. So what do? We'll order it for you. Or they'll tell you, you need to go on our store website to order this. Well, I could have stayed at home and did that. What did I need you for?
Yeah, exactly. And so if you have Amazon Prime, there literally is no point going to the mall because you get free shipping and it's probably going to be cheaper at home.
Now you're kind of screwed because of the whole strike. Now, but here is the downside of Amazon, okay? It's cool, but I'm sure his wife's not listening. Like Jimmy, him and his wife, we had to, like, or if you're a couple and you share an Amazon account, well, guess what? You see what the other's looking at. You could kind of see, oh, that's what they're going to go and get me. There's no element of surprise. I have yet to understand why Amazon just doesn't create separate, one account, but separate
like Netflix or it. Like,
yes, yeah. Where you can't go into mine. I can't go into, because if you're Amazon, you just want the money. So you really don't care where the money comes from. But at least that way, because if you go on, like if you have your own account, it's great. But let's say you're married and your wife has access to that same account, because I don't see why she wouldn't. She's going to know everything you bought for her. You're going to know everything she bought for you. That's just how it goes. Same like if you have a checking account or a bank account, you could kind of check the account. You can kind of see where everything is going, unless you have like a separate gift credit card where, you know what, we're going to purchase gifts off of this so you don't know. But Amazon is, I say all that to say, Amazon is not lazy. 248-539-9797. Go ahead.
Yeah. Another ticket texter says, or actually this is from Paul and Fraser. He says he used to be a Christmas Eve shopper, but now that he's semi-retired, he has disposable time. So he gets it done in plenty of time now.
Oh, it's the thing to do. It's the way to go. I mean, seriously, in this, if you know what the person likes, or if you know the person's personality, you pick up the gift as the year goes along. You're someplace, you see something, you're like, oh, wow, you know what? This person would really love this, and you buy the gift then. I'm telling you, I was traumatized. There's certain places that, you know, if I don't plan on going to hell, but if you do, that would be hell for me, is I have to sit there, and it's Christmas Eve every day, and I'm at a mall.
Christmas Eve at the mall is a different beast, man.
Where all you're hearing the Salvation Army bell constantly ringing. You're hearing all this stuff, people pushing you, and you are dressed to like with like five different overcoats on as you're sweating, going from store to store, only to find out, oh, sorry, sir, we just sold the last one. Because if, you know, your family member wants it or your significant other, chances are everybody else wanted it too, and it's not there. But hey, David, enjoy Christmas Eve shopping. I hope you get everything you want. But seriously, we've had this conversation for like the last couple months. Like, Dave, why don't you just go now? No. It's got to be on Christmas Eve. Why? Because, okay, tough guy, you do you. One more, and then we get to the phone.
All right, I got one more for you. This guy just says, shopping for the boys is the easiest. He says a FanDuel gift cards. They're $30 a piece, and all of his friends love the gift every single year.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it is. Or there's certain things that are just easy. Like if you know your kid or somebody loves video games, you get them a game, do something. Certain people are easy to get and certain people are not. And that's why for me, it's a gift card. For me, it's just cash. I'm okay with that. 248-539-9797. All right, let's go to the phone lines. What's this? Jamel, you're leading us off. You're on 97.1.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Happy Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas right. Eve to you, sir.
My story is the opposite of yours.
Okay.
And so I grew up in a household where Christmas Eve, there is nothing under the tree, the whole Santa Claus theory.
Oh.
And so that's the longest of the year. There's nothing under the tree. You can't rest. You're waiting. You can't sleep. And so Christmas morning, you wake up early in the morning while all of the gifts are there. So as an adult, I can't stand being in the house on Christmas Eve because it's reminiscent of that whole anxiety that I used to have waiting on Christmas Day. And the sad part about it, we did it to our kids.
Oh.
And so there's absolutely nothing under the tree. Other than gifts for, you know, family members. But if you live in our household, there's nothing under that tree until Christmas.
Well, see, here's what happened with us. We had, when I was younger, there were gifts under the tree. But it was, as you say, it was like one or two. But then, you know, those are the gifts from mom and dad or from your brother or sister. But then... Yeah. You went to sleep, which was the hardest night of sleep. I don't know about you, but it was trying to sleep on Christmas Eve. And I think later down the line, my mother also told me the reason why she made us go was to tire me out so that I would sleep that night. Because trust me, it was a method to her madness. But yeah, you're right. Then all of a sudden, it was like all of these Santa gifts under the tree. Like, where'd they come from? It was from Santa. Yeah, so I
and
get
that's
you.
Also the... clean up everything in the house day. You cleaned the house from top to bottom on Christmas Eve.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Okay, you bringing up all types of memories. Yeah, that was, for us, it was the Jackson Christmas album. When you heard that music playing, it meant
time to clean up.
It was time to clean up. You heard Michael and his brother singing, and it was time to go. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, man.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yeah, that meant it was time to clean up. I remember that. Yeah, you had to take care of the house. All right, let's go to Matt. You're on 97.1.
Rico, what's up, man? I agree with you, man. I used to buy people gifts, and then people would be like, oh, thank you. But, you know, it's the way they said it, very unappreciative, so... I agree, cash or gift cards. That way, you know, you don't like what I get you, you can buy your own.
Right. I've never understood the stigma.
Don't appreciate it.
Matt, I've never understood the stigma with that. Like, oh, it's cold and impersonal. No, it's not. Because nobody's ever told me, take it back. Nobody.
And then for Amazon, you know, the ticket text where it said Amazon is lazy shopping, I agree and disagree. Stores may not have what you're looking for in stock. Amazon has everything. Like, you can find everything on Amazon that might not be in a store, and it's so much easier.
No, you're right, Matt, and I appreciate the call. Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, I mean, it's simple. You go to the store. I mean, even like if I'm shopping for me, you go to the store, you try it on, and then I go to Amazon and I purchase it, and I probably find it for a lesser price there. If I got a ton of time, I may even go on eBay and try to find it. But yeah, I'll go to the store, I'll try something on, like, oh, okay, yeah, I need to get this size, and then you just order it that way. 248-539-9797. What kind of Christmas shopper are you? Are you a last-minute Christmas shopper like my man? Like super producer David Hall, he's out there right now fighting through all the families with the kids and the Santa Clauses and all of that stuff and trying to park. Don't get me started on holiday parking either. Do not. One of my pet peeves, and you guys may not know this, but if you come in this parking lot, you'll often, I don't like parking around people. I don't. If you've ever noticed, I park at the back end. I will walk half a mile to get into this building. I can't stand it. I will go to a parking ramp, and if everybody's parked on like sex 1 through 4, I'll go up to 6 because I don't want anybody around me. I don't. That comes with Christmas shopping as well as idiots on the road trying to park. Don't want it. Not into it. That's not for me.
Well, there's nothing worse than trying to leave in a busy area and then the guy trying to get in your parking spot will like stop you from reversing out of the parking spot.
Or you see the you see the people ready to fist fight.
Yeah.
Because you're coming from the left, I'm coming from the right, and somebody's trying to back up, but that person that's in the spot right now is just sitting there on their phone. Yeah. And you're waiting and they're making a call or doing whatever and they see, wow, I'm causing a backup. Maybe I should leave. Nah, let me send off about another 10 text messages first. And don't once again, stay at home, shop at home, give a gift card. 248-539-9797. All of your phone calls and your ticket texts next, 97.1. All right, you know what? Now it's stuck in my head. I don't know how is it just random Christmas songs that kick out? Okay, because I was like, I need to hear some Jackson's Christmas now because that's stuck in my head. That's the go-to album for me. That's the Christmas song because every year, that's what I listen to. 248-539-9797. What kind of Christmas shopper are you? Are you at the mall right now like David? Are you an Amazon person? Or, you know what? Are you the gift card person and cash like me? And you let the people buy whatever it is they really want so you don't have to sit there and go, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Knowing good and well, they don't really like it. All right, let's go straight to the phone lines. We got a lot of people holding on. Jeff, you are on 97.1. What's going on, my man?
Hi, I am glad I'm talking to you because Mike and David, you know, probably give us some guff about it. But
right,
I
have yeah, here's
agreement with you.
Hey, Jeff, here's what Mike would have to say. There you go.
Exactly. But you know what? Again, one of the best Christmases my kids told me about was I got some of those zipper deposit bags from the local bank, put cash in there, and one of them was nearly in tears. He said, I needed some extra funds this year, didn't know how to ask, because you can never, ever go wrong with cash.
You can't.
Even a gift card to a place you love, you may need cash for something else more at that moment than you do. As far as me, a gift card to a certain, you know, roadhouse that serves steaks, I would take all of those. You give me $500 and I'll use them throughout the year. Just if everybody wants to give those, I could probably send a name. But no, cash is, again, so many people, they may be struggling. They just need a little help. And that money, you know, pays for a bill they have due or lights, you know, or electricity. You just can never go wrong with it. And, you know, again, I think it's the most thoughtful gift that you can give because it's, like you said, no one ever says, hey, you know, I really don't want this or this ain't the right size. No. Green looks good on everybody. Thank you.
I appreciate the phone call. Merry Christmas. He's right. Nobody does. Now, Bobby, he kind of touched upon something that you talked about in the break. I don't want to steal your thunder, so I'm going to let you say.
Yeah, so if you are comfortable with giving cash or gift cards, on the just a little bit adjacent to that, what about covering someone's monthly bill? Say like their phone bill, electric bill, or maybe even go as far as rent. That's a gift to me. I mean, maybe just because I'm young and I'm broke, so I do need those things. But
no, you know what? No. And I mean, you just threw a whole nother layer on there. I didn't even think about that. But yes, I'm thinking, oh, you take the cash, you go buy yourself something. But yeah, you may take the cash and pay the light bill. Keep the lights on. You may take the cash and pay your rent. So once again, it's what you want and you're using it for something that you either want or you need. So that's why when people try to get on me, like, well, you can't do that. That's impersonal. It's really not. But if you feel that way, by all means, give it back. Just go ahead. Give it back to me. No. Let go of the money. Give it back. Oh, you're keeping it. Oh, you're putting it in your pocket. All right. Then shut up. Go ahead.
No, like I was saying, you said it's impersonal. Well, it's personal to me because it helps with my bank account. That's great. I mean, like Bobby said, I would totally take that as a gift. Someone covering a bill or giving me enough money to cover it, that's awesome. Man. You just don't have to worry about it for that month then.
Man, years ago, after my nephew grew up, it was the easiest thing. I was like, here you go, man. He's like, thanks, Aunt. Here's the money. Just take the money. Enjoy yourself.
Cash is definitely at least me and my siblings who are all younger than me, that's our favorite by far.
Yeah, take the money, go on a trip, do whatever it is you want to go do. You'll find something to do with it. It won't just sit there hey, did you ever wear that sweater I got you? Oh, yeah, dog got to it and snagged it. Sorry.
It's still in the Christmas bag you gave me. Actually, I haven't got to unpacking it yet.
Are those still the tags? Oh, my God. Oh, but I thought you loved it. Oh, okay. All right. 248-539-9797. Got a lot of people want to talk about this. Cindy, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Merry Hello? Christmas to you.
Yeah, you too. I'm calling because my family, we don't give out Christmas gifts. We give out because we give gifts all through the year. If we find something that somebody likes, let's say in March or April, we don't hold it till Christmas. Why? They could use it then. So we call them unbirthday presents. So
unbirthday presents. Okay.
Yeah, that's because of Alice in Wonderland. You know, the Mad Hatter, he was having his party was an unbirthday party.
Ah.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, when the kids were little, that was our excuse to invite other neighbor kids over. Just when the kids got bored, we would just throw unbirthday parties. You know, nobody had to bring any gifts. We just made cupcakes. But anyways, so we do unbirthday gifts all through the year. So none of my family, they ever expect Christmas gifts because, you know, like the other day, 2 months ago, I found something my sister liked. I just gave it to her. Happy unbirthday. So do you honestly think she's going to expect a Christmas gift? We just give all through the year. That's how my family is.
Now, you know what, Cindy, I like that. And you guys have established this for years. So, you know what? Don't expect anything. You get it throughout the year. See, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's probably not a lot of pressure because that also comes with giving the Christmas gifts is the pressure of what if I get the wrong thing? You have no pressure, Cindy. You're a smart family.
Not only that, I'm not running around buying gifts. You know, if I see it, I buy it, you know, and I give it. So I don't have the pressure of, oh, are they going to like it for Christmas? I got to wrap it. I got to do this. I don't have any of that pressure. None of us do.
Nah, smart woman. Very smart.
Yeah. Enjoy
unbirthday with your family.
I am. Thank you. Have a good
day. I like that. The unbirthday. It comes with the pressure. What if I got the wrong thing? Lord knows. It's like, okay. You two are fairly young, so I'm going to help you out with something. You get the girlfriend. If you don't know either, when she goes to sleep, go in the closet, check out the size. If you don't know, this is just between me and you and all the guys listening. Women, turn off your radio. Get the size smaller. Trust me on this. Don't you ever, ever in your life buy it too big. That is a fight. That is an argument. You're going to want to know, why is she not talking to me? You already know where I'm going with this, right?
Absolutely.
Buy it too small, and you'll get all types of hugs and kisses. Oh, you thought I was that size? Yeah, you're not? Okay. Wow. Okay. Buy a size 2. I'm a 14. I thought you were a 2. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, every time I'll be like, hey, is your jean size 00? I ask that all the time, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
It's a 6.
Okay. So
I thought it was 00. I swear.
See, you're smart man. Smart man. 248-539-9797. Where are we going to? Beto, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas, Beto.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Listen, I'm with you with the cash or the gift cards. I've been married for almost 48 years. I did the mall thing, and I got her stuff, and stuff she didn't like or had to take back. So what I have been doing for the last 5 years, I've been, excuse me, I've been re-gifting stuff that she didn't even know she had. And I put cash in an envelope on the bottom of the bag with another small gift, and she'll open it, and she'll laugh about it, and then she'll, you know, say, I remember this. Then she'll get out the envelope with the cash in it, because then she's happier than you know what.
Vito, I'm going to tell you this. You may have gone into the gift-giving Hall of Fame. You are a first ballot nominee. You will make it first ballot. I promise you. That right there, nobody. Genius. Just, you know what? I don't even know how. Genius. Every now and then, there's Einstein and there's Caller Vito. Genius. Genius, my friend.
I mean, we have a blast with it. We have the family over, my kids and my grandkids. And, you know, she's the last, not the last one, because her birthday's the 29th of December, too. So we got a, you know, her Christmas and her birthday. So we do kind of like funny stuff. We have a ride with it. And my son-in-law, he just laughs his, you know what, off when we do this. And it's hilarious. Grandkids get a kick out of it. It's going to be a tradition.
Nah, I love it, and I hope everybody listened to that. And you just taught me something. Not too many people teach me something, Vito. You did. Hall of Fame, my friend. Just mention me in your acceptance speech.
Hey, I want you guys to make sure you have a safe and a Merry Christmas. And, you know, be careful out there and watch out for the boneheads.
All right, you too, my friend. Wow, yeah. See, I gave you guys a lesson, and he turned around and gave me one. 248-539-9797. We'll continue talking about this because, you know, it is Christmas Eve, and a lot of people are out there shopping right now, spending a ton of money, probably money you shouldn't be spending. But you're spending it anyways. I wonder how many people out there are shopping for other people and actually shopping for themselves. I used to be guilty of that, too. Like, I actually kind of like that. I'm buying that for me. I would have two bags, one for me, one for everybody else. Personal text that I got from my buddy John. Trying to get all the men in trouble nowadays. The ladies will bust out. You don't know anything about me. You know what? I'm going to call a flag on that play. No woman will ever get angry if you call her smaller than what she really is. No woman will ever get angry, John. Sorry. Never.
I'm with you, Rico. It's more of like a playful, oh, you know nothing about me. Now, if it's too big, then it's like, oh, oh boy.
Now, what are you calling me, fat? Oh, my. Goodness.
Then you'll never convince him otherwise that you actually didn't think that.
You'll never hear the end of it. Ever. I know. You could marry this woman, and on your 50th anniversary, she will remember this time.
You remember that Christmas when you called me fat?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Well, you bought me this. You might as well have said it. You might as well just go ahead and call me Porky. All right. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls next. Going to mix in a little NFL as well. 97.1. All right, we'll talk a little bit of football on this Christmas Eve. And Jeff, hit it. All right, Jeff, what you got for us?
All right, so we have a list from CBS Sports saying the top or the biggest surprises from this NFL season. Leading off, number one, Sam Darnold. Quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. It says he's been cast off by multiple franchises. Darnold has found new life and surprisingly resilient and authoritative arm of Kevin O'Connell's attack, feeding the Minnesota Vikings elite wideouts without fear.
You know what? Here's the thing. I agree. Mike hates Sam Darnold. Calls him a ginger. Says he has no soul. Sam Darnold, in my opinion, has put the Minnesota Vikings in a very difficult position. Like it or not, they're breathing down the neck of the Detroit Lions. They're going to face them at the end of the season in a showdown match, which I'm really hoping is going to be Sunday Night Football, winner take all, winner gets one seed, loser gets the five seed. That's drama. That's intrigue. That's Sam Darnold. Justin Jefferson, Addison, all of these different people love him. They drafted J.J. McCarthy. I don't think J.J.'s ever going to see the field. If I'm Minnesota, I would do exactly what the Lions did with Jared Goff. Lions drafted Hendon Hooker, and they gave Goff an extension. Let's see what we have. Maybe he's good. Maybe he's a flash in the pan. I would offer Darnold like a two-year deal, and he's going to get paid. Like two-year, 85, or two-year, $90 million deal. If he's good, he's your guy. If he's not, you hand the reins over to McCarthy. But, man, he walked right into this. Right now, they're one of the best teams in the NFL, whether you like them or not. Yeah, I think he was a gigantic surprise for not just the Vikings, but for the NFL.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I mean, if you told me before the year started that Minnesota Vikings would be 13-2 with Sam Darnold at quarterback, I would have laughed in your face.
Right?
Say, like, you know, maybe 7-7 at best at this point in the season. No way am I thinking 13-2. That's insane. But anyways, we'll move on. The next one is Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. The website states that the Philadelphia Eagles paid big bucks for their ex-rival, but he's nearly unstoppable as a home run hitter behind their front offensive line, career-high rushing totals, and when he's in the game, he's the most dynamic ball carrier on the field.
Yeah, this is when they did this, it was, okay, are you taking him out of spite because he's a giant or... Because the thing is with running backs, man, when they fall off fast. And do you want to invest in a running back? Because, I mean, they're a little bit of a dime a dozen position. But last year, there were two backs, really three, because Jacobs as well. Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. All three are paying off dividends. But Saquon may hit the 2,000-yard club. I think he's on pace to doing that in this final game. Or games, yeah, it was a great pull by Philly. Now, the only problem with Saquon, it's now happened twice in both games they've lost. He's dropped critical passes, easy passes. Remember early in the year when he dropped the short touchdown? But, yeah, other than that, I mean, he's got the backwards hurdle. Yeah, Saquon is him. Personally, I still think he should be in the MVP conversation, but they always give it to quarterbacks, but... He, to me, is the real MVP because he's turned that Philly team that was struggling from last year into a legit team.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think it was a surprise because I knew that Saquon Barkley was one of the best NFL running backs. And then you pair that with the running threat of Jalen Hurts and that offensive line.
But see, the thing is, he always got injured.
Yeah.
But you find out later, maybe it was just the Giants' offensive line that couldn't keep him healthy.
But yeah, but he's like exceeded. I would say the only surprise is like the backwards hurdle, the three like 80-yard runs against the Rams. Like,
okay, the backwards hurdle is going to be one of those things that people are going to remember their entire life. It's like for me, when I watched live when Barry Sanders spun around Harlan Barnett, who was on the New England Patriots. It was at the Silver Dome. I don't know if you guys ever saw that, but it's just because Barnett teased and was like, well, technically I'm in the NFL Hall of Fame because that run, they have video of that run at the NFL Hall of Fame. He spun him around like a top. Certain things are like, I can't believe what I just saw. The backwards hurdle is something that I was reacting like his teammates, like, oh, my God, did that just happen? So, yes.
And we'll go on to the next one. Wide receiver Ladd McConkey for the Los Angeles Chargers. They say he's been hit or miss on offense, but their second-round rookie has been ultra-reliable for Justin Herbert, and he's well on pace to set franchise records for a rookie pass catcher.
He is. It's a perfect fit, especially, look, Harbaugh is using him. I mean, he's using him the way that he was used in Georgia. And a lot of times coaches overthink things. Like, to me, Aiden Hutchinson got better when the Lions realized, let's quit trying to make him do something here. Let's play him the way he played at Michigan. And let's move him. Let's do different things instead of pigeonholing him. And Ladd McConkey is becoming that guy where all he does, Justin Herbert is probably going to give him a Christmas bonus because he is going to keep Justin's career going because he's that consistent receiver. He's that Cooper Kupp. He's that guy. He's their version of Amon-Ra where, you know what, third and eight, he'll pick up 10 and you'll move the chains.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely think it's a surprise for me just because I thought the style of play he had, like, yeah, that'll dominate in college. But at the same time, I'm surprised that he's almost like eclipsed 1,000 yards this year, I'm pretty sure. I think he's getting around like 900
right now. He is. I mean, he's going to be a guy that when it comes time for his next contract, he's going to get that next contract. They're not going to let him go. Some receivers are a dime a dozen. He is not a dime a dozen.
All right, we'll move on. The next one, a local name, safety Brian Branch for the Detroit Lions, a defensive rookie of the year candidate in 2023. Branch has gone from a promising to imposing defensive back to making his presence felt as both as a ball hawk and a very hard hitter.
Yes, I agree with all of that because, to me, Brian Branch, the only thing I don't like about Brian Branch is the stupid mouth guard in his helmet. Other than that, when he got drafted, I was like, this guy's going to be a killer. It was a steal for the Lions to get him in the second round. Like, are you kidding me? And he went out there, and he's not only produced. Brian Branch can play safety. He can play the slot corner. He can come on a safety blitz. He can do so much. And in this NFL, when you have a person that versatile, you're worth your weight in gold. Because right now, you're seeing how valuable Brian Branch is with all the injuries on the defense. Brian Branch can kind of be that Band-Aid and kind of, okay, well, we can move you here. Okay, the secondary. All right, you're going to cover this slot corner. Like, you watch games, and there's Brian Branch locked up with a tight end, locked up with a big-time receiver, and holding his own. Like, and don't get me started on the hits. Like, he will lay you out. Do not lead your receiver across the middle because Brian Branch will just crush them. Great pick. If you would have swapped him and Jack Campbell, because in history it's going to go down. People are like, really? Jack Campbell? I know Doug Karsh is a big Jack Campbell fan. He's okay. Brian Branch should have been that first round selection. Campbell should have been the second one. Branch, he's going to be a Detroit Lions for life. Branch is going to be up there, in my opinion. I may be dating myself, but he's almost like that Ed Reed type, where when Reed played with the Ravens, Branch is the guy, the easiest way to put it like this. Every offensive coordinator draws up a play, and every quarterback, when they're pointing around, has to say, okay, where's Brian Branch? And let's make the play built around where he's not, because he's that type of guy.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Last year they had him at nickel, so that he couldn't be on the field all the time. He was still an excellent tackler in the box and then also a coverage guy down the field. Then they moved him to strong safety this year, and I was like, man, he was such a good nickel. That's such a big loss. Somehow he's even better at strong safety. Now they're moving him around a little bit more because of the injuries, but I'm surprised that he's played two different positions, and he's excelled incredibly at both of them.
Yeah, he has. He has. So. All right, that's your NFL kind of a Christmas blitz because it's the Christmas gifts for the league, 97-1.